Oh, I would have to say, about 10, 15 years, at least maybe longer than that. Our youngest is 18, so probably when my wife was pregnant with him, I think it's the last time we were up here in, you know, Traverse City, Charlevoix, Petoskey area. So yeah, it's been quite a while. We had a friend who grew up in Wolverine. We went to the Lumberjack Festival 1 year, and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, it's been a long time since we've been up this way. And yeah, as far as the call sign, it is a vanity. I decided to change it to something. DAD is my initials. I guess it just happens to spell Dad. And then M is my wife's first initial. Her name is Michelle. So KMADAD. It's an easy one to remember. And it happened to be my first pick. I didn't expect to get it. It was the first pick on the list, and I lucked out.
Well, I'm happy it worked out for you. You know, it was real easy for me to just wait around for the original licensee, who was in my neighborhood, by the way. I grew up in Detroit proper, and the original owner of that call sign, who was licensed in like 1952 or 55, didn't live too far away. And I actually have one of his original QSL cards, which I truly treasure, seriously. One of these days I'll get my shack organized enough to where I'll actually go back to displaying it again. But Detroit born and raised, lived in Redford, lived in Novi, sold my Novi house, rented in Westland for a little while, shared a house in Dearborn for a little while, and moved up here full-time in about 2016 or 2017. So, hey, real quick, you didn't ask, but around the Conway area, as you're driving down 31 between Conway and Petoskey, a couple of points of interest. One is a store called Meat Monkey. It's right next to the post office in Conway and directly across the street from the lake and the boat launch. If you're looking for stuff to buy to cook at home and an alternative to a full-blown grocery store, which if you go into town, into Petoskey, the first one you're going to come to is Olson's on your left, which is kind of a unique place on its own. Further up on the right is D&W, which is a big family fare, kind of high-end, a little foo-foo. If you keep going past the Meat Monkey, you're going to come to a place called House of Pies. That is exactly as it appears and sounds. Quite expensive, but good. You know, if you don't mind paying $6 for a slice of pie, it's somewhere to go for dessert. And then a little further up the road, between Meat Monkey and House of Pies, is the Ogden Fish Hatchery, which is a very, very cool destination. There's hiking trails back there. There's some very, very big fish ponds if you're at all into nature and wildlife and fishing or how they stock ponds. It's a cool place to go, and it's free.